It's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. It's always nice to spend some time chatting with you. So needless to say, I did go to see a movie with my husband. We both like movies, so we get to go often together. And currently in the Sherbrooke area, there are a number of blockbusters playing. And I must admit to having a kind of a fondness for blockbusters, going to the movies. Not that I dislike seeing movies in general in a movie theater, but it often seems to me to spend money to go to the movies and be in a big theater, one needs to get something else out of it besides just the movie. And the blockbusters that are playing around, I'll give you a little rundown of those. There's one called Weapons in French, for whatever reasons, Art de Disparition. And that's one that we saw last week. And that was also actually very good. That's still there, and it seems to be doing extremely well in terms of making money at the box office. And I can see why, because it is quite an intriguing movie, and it does kind of need a big screen. That, however, is not the one that we saw this week, because we'd already seen that one. So we were looking around for another one, and we also seen the movie, the Naked Gun movie, and we had seen The Fantastics, and we didn't see Jurassic World, I must admit. Superman. So we've been seeing lots of blockbusters, which are fun. And this week, instead of seeing a blockbuster, because we've pretty much seen them all, we saw a movie, which is kind of a low-key action movie called Nobody 2. Nobody and then the number 2. And it's a follow-up to a movie that was released in 2021, so a few years ago, with Bob Odenkirk, who happens to be a performer I really enjoy. He's not by any stretch known as an action hero. And yet, in this movie, Nobody 2, he plays a former assassin, or at least he appears to be a former assassin. It's a little bit, having not seen the first Nobody, it's a little unclear to me exactly what is his job. However, he seems like a pretty down-to-earth and regular guy. Somewhere in, it looks like Wisconsin. Anyway, somewhere in the U.S., somewhere in small-town U.S. And he is always getting into fights. He has a bit of a hair-trigger temper. So when something happens to his kids, he has a little girl and a teenage boy, and he's a family. He's a real family guy. But when his family comes under any kind of a threat or just bad behavior, he seems to be unable to help himself from just jumping in and being kind of lethal. I'm not really clear on where he got his training to defend himself and everybody around him, but he's awfully good at it. And it's actually partly funny and partly just a whole lot of action. And as a movie, it says things like, well, we should take a holiday. We should go someplace where we can just relax and enjoy ourselves. So the family, husband, wife, and the son and daughter, decide to do that. They opt for doing that because it looked as if maybe the marriage was in trouble before that, because the Bob Odenkirk character was just having a tough time settling down. But they end up going off to what it reminded me a lot of an amusement park that used to be part of my childhood, called Palisade Park in New Jersey. It was kind of a run-down, sort of crappy old amusement park. We're not looking at Disney World or anything even close to Disney World or even Six Flags. It's just sort of a not great park. But what they don't know when the family heads off to this park is that this is a good idea to go there. And in theory, it should be a totally relaxing and fun thing to do. But somehow, probably because it's Bob Odenkirk is involved in this and he just seems to attract trouble, things go from bad to worse quickly. And it turns out that the town where this crappy old amusement park is located is something like Plumerville. And it's a drug capital and it's a crime capital. And again, they didn't know that because when Bob Odenkirk's character was younger, it was the place to go. So they decide to make the best of it anyway, as long as they can, which of course doesn't last very long. There has to be, something has to happen in this movie beyond just the family visiting the amusement park. So it is fun. It is just quite fun. And something I appreciated is that it's not terribly long. I get a little fatigued with sitting through movies that are 2 hours plus. And this one is about an hour and a half, which strikes me as just enough time to sit back in a comfortable theater, especially at the Maison de Cinema. Their Atmos theater is very comfortable, and just enjoy the show. So that's exactly what we did. In terms of who's in the movie, besides Odenkirk, who's such a natural kind of a, yeah, I'm just a guy, you know, and I'm good with a gun and my fists and knives and so on, but I'm really just a guy. So he is fun to watch. His wife is played by a very popular actress named Connie Nielsen, and his dad is Christopher Lloyd from many, many, many movies, but especially the Back to the Future films. And he has the role of the dad. And then there's a bit of a kind of a surprise person is Sharon Stone. I hadn't seen or frankly even thought much about Sharon Stone for a very long time, but she is still a force in acting and in movies. She played the person who is a really bad person named Landina. And Landina is just terribly evil and will take someone out just because they offended her a little bit. And that's what happens with several people in the movie. And another good character actor is, just to put a little point on it, the movie, the characters don't overact. They act just about the right amount. And they're funny to watch, like laugh out loud funny in some cases. Colin Hanks is the person I was trying to think of, who's he's been in films for a long time. And he also plays kind of a bad guy, a bad sheriff. So there's plenty of bad guys to go around. And the good guys are just better. They're better at being good than the bad guys are at being bad. And they finally, well, I won't say what they finally do, but it all kind of works out for the best. And there weren't very many people in the theater, but those who were there appreciated the sentiment of the movie. So it would be one that probably won't be there a whole lot longer. And of course, nowadays it's really quick that that movies go from being in a theater to being on your TV screen at home if you have one or several streaming services. So there were several movies which we haven't yet seen and may not, because I think they'll simply come onto the home screen very soon. And the one sort of big budget, kind of semi-blockbuster movie that we didn't see, simply because we went to see Nobody 2, is the movie with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan called Friday. It's a sequel to the Friday Freak movie. And it's one, it looks like fun. It's called Freakier Friday, and it follows on a movie called Freaky Friday that goes back something like 20 years. And they waited a very long time to make the sequel to this. But it seems to have hit, struck a chord because it's doing very, very well. So we haven't seen this movie yet. We probably will be seeing it very soon. And it's one that I think I can say, if you are wanting something particularly light and frothy, and if you happen to be, as I am, a Jamie Lee Curtis fan, then this is one that you should see. But if you don't see this one and you do want to go see a movie which is, again, hugely entertaining, the one that we did see called Nobody 2 is one that I would recommend. And that's that. Yeah, that's it for now.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie. Sounds like a great movie, and have a great week. We'll talk again next week.
Okay. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.